Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the fifth parak of Maseches Kilayim. Today we're going to be learning Parakei Mishnah Beis and Parakei Mishnah Gimel. We're going to be continuing our discussion in Parakei Mishnah Beis of what the conditions are for vines to be considered to be a kerem versus not to be considered a kerem. Once again, if it's considered to be a kerem, then you can't plant anything within four amos of it. But if it's not considered to be a kerem, if it's not considered to be a vineyard, then you can't plant within six tfachim, which is really only one amma, as opposed to four amos. Says the Mishnah, Kerem shehu natu al pachos pachos mi'arba amos. You have a vineyard, and there are a lot of rows as part of this vineyard, but the rows are separated by less than four amos. Now, the reason why that's a little bit questionable is because usually when you're building planting a vineyard, you want to have some space in between the rows in order for the nutrients to affect the vineyard in a positive way. You can't just have them row. You need a little bit of space in between the different rows. The question is, what if you plant this vineyard in a way that's really not ideal? That's not typically how vineyards are meant to be planted. Is it then considered to be a vineyard or not? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Eino kerem. It's not considered to be a kerem at all, as the Bartanura says, and therefore you can plant something else within six tvachim. If you're going to plant the vineyard in a way that's not normal, that's not typical for how rows of vines are typically planted, then it's not considered to be a vineyard for the purposes of kilayim, because you didn't leave that space in between the different rows. V'chachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, and they disagree with Rabbi Shimon, kerem, it is still considered to be a kerem. V'roen es ha'emtsoyos ki'ilu einan. And then you can sort of pretend that the middle rows that are there, that are within four amos of the previous, so are not there at all. So for example, let's say we have row A, row B, row C, row D, and row E. So you have all of these rows, but A and B are not separated by four, and then B and C are not separated by four amos. So what do we do? Says the Chachamim, pretend like you only have A, C, and E. You're going to skip B, you're going to skip D. Pretend that they're not there. And then you have the four amos in between A and C, and you have the four amos between C and E. Now the Bartanura explains, well, what is this game that we're playing, that we're just pretending that the middle rows aren't there? So the Bartanura says that often people would sort of uproot different rows that weren't good, and you just plant the ones that are hopefully good, and the ones that aren't good, you'll just use as wood somewhere, and you'll use for another purpose. So that's what we're doing according to the Chachamim. It would still be considered to be a kerem. It would still have the halachos of needing to create a space of four amos before planting something else, because we're, according to the Chachamim, pretending like the middle rows are not there. Okay, now we're continuing with Parakei Mishnah Gimel. Says the Mishnah, Charetz shehu over bekerem amok asara v'rachav arba. Let's say we have a hole, a ditch, and this ditch is in between two vineyards, and it's 10 tfachim deep, and it's 4 tfachim wide. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Im hoya mefulash me'rosh ha'kerem v'yad sofo. If this ditch extends from one side of the vineyard until the other side, it goes the entire length of the vineyard, hareza nira kevein shnei kramim. It's considered to be like it is two separate areas, two independent vineyards, vizorim besocho, and therefore you're allowed to then plant within that ditch, because again, it's 10 tvachim tall or long, and it's 4 tvachim wide. It's considered to be its own rishos, its own entity, its own space, and therefore, as long as it goes from one end to the other, and it's these dimensions of 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, then you'd be allowed to plant within that ditch without having to worry about it being in proximity, without having to worry that maybe it's too close to the kerem. The imlav, says the Mishnah, but if it doesn't fit into these categories, again, number one, that it doesn't go through the entire vineyard. Number two, that it's not 10 tfachim long, and that it's not 4 tfachim wide, then a harehu kigas, then it's considered to be like a wine press. And the wine press is not considered to be an independent entity, as we're about to learn. A wine press is typically viewed as something that's mishamish the vineyard, meaning it's just there to help, to assist, but it's part of the vineyard itself. It's not separate, it's not independent from the vineyard itself. So if, and typically in a wine press, you're not allowed, at least as we're about to see according to one opinion, you're not allowed to plant in a wine press because it's really part of the vineyard itself. V'hagas shebekerem amuk asar urechava arba. And if you have a gas shebekerem, if you have a wine press as part of the kerem, again, they would take the vines and the grapes and then make it into wine in this wine press. They press it and make it into wine. So the gas shebekerem, the wine press of a vineyard, amuk asar urechava arba. If it's 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zorim Besocha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to plant within it. V'chachamim Osrim. But the Chachamim say that you're not allowed to plant within it because according to them, the airspace of the Karam is still surrounding it, is still around it, and therefore you can't plant within it. So when we said, V'imlav Hareyu Kigas, and if not, if the ditch is not like, is not within these dimensions, doesn't go through the entire thing, then it's like a wine press that you're not allowed to plant in. That's assuming, like the opinion of the Chachamim, that you're not allowed to plant in a wine press, because again, it's surrounded by the airspace of the Kerem. But again, if it's its own entity, then you would be allowed to do so, and you'd be allowed to plant in this ditch. Continues the Mishnah with another case. Shomeira Shebekerem Gavoa Asaru Rechava Arba'a. If you have a hill or like a little mound of dirt that was by the Kerem, that's where like a guard would be there to like protect it, to make sure that no one came and stole anything. And if this mound is 10 tvachim tall and it's 4 tvachim wide, then Zoran Besocha there as well, you can plant within that mound because again, it's considered to be its own entity, it's considered to be its own independent area, and therefore you'd be allowed to plant there. V'im haya se'ar kosesh, says the Mishnah. But if the vines, again, se'ar literally means hair, but it's referring to the hair of the vineyard, just like the vines. If the vines are hanging over from one to the other, and they're dangling and they're entangled within this mound together, then Aser, says the Mishnah, then it would not be allowed to plant within that mound, within that Shomera, as the Bar Tanura explains, because then it's not separate. That mound, that Shomera, isn't separate from the vineyards, from the Kerem, and therefore you'd not be allowed to plant there. Quick review, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis discussed the case of a kerem of a vineyard where the rows of the vineyard are closer than 4 amos from one another. And it was a machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. Is that considered to be a kerem or not? Rabbi Shimon said it's not considered to be a kerem because typically you would want to leave 4 amos in between each row in order to help it grow and get the nutrients that it needs and so on. If it's not being planted like a regular kerem is, then it's not considered to be a kerem for the purposes of kilayim. The Chachamim disagree and say no, that you just have to sort of pretend like the middle rows don't exist and the first and the third row are 4 amos apart. The third row and the fifth row and so on and so forth, just sort of ignore the middle row. Then Perek Hey Mishnah Gimel discussed the case of a charetz, of a ditch. And we said that as long as the ditch is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim wide, and it extends from one side of the vineyard to the other, then it's considered to be like two separate kramim, like two separate vineyards, and therefore you're able to plant within that hole, within that ditch. If not, then it's considered to be like a gas, like a wine press, which according to the Chachamim, you're not allowed to plant in a gas, in a wine press, because it's surrounded by the airspace of a kerem. And then we learned about the case of this mound, a mound that's typically a shomer, that where people would stand there to guard. So as long as that also is 10 tvachim tall and 4 tvachim wide, then you're allowed to plant within it as well, provided that the branches, that the vines are not entangled one to the other. Have a great day.